there. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. You're listening to Hospital Radio for Northumberland and North Tyneside. The theme this week is Mothering Sunday. We all have a mother who brought us into this world and gave us life. We give thanks for them especially today. So let's begin our programme by thanking God for the beauty in the world around us, but especially for the gift of human life and for the bonds that exist between brother, sister, parent and child. That was for the Beauty of the Earth by St. Philip's Choir, South London. I read a poster once that said, if you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you, it's yours. If it does not, it was never meant to be. One of the really hard things for a mother to do is to let go of a child for one reason or another and set them free. Perhaps when a child reaches school age or learns to swim, when they find love or when they move away. There's an Old Testament story which will be read in most churches today about a mother who was forced to let her child go in order to save him from danger. The child's name was Moses, and his mother was trying to protect him from a decree made by Pharaoh, who had ordered that all newborn Hebrew boys must die. So she hid him in a basket, then lowered him into the bulrushes on the river, trusting him into God's keeping. For his own good, she lets him go. How hard must that have been for her?
And she placed him on the waters of the Nile. In a basket placed her living, breathing child. With tar and pitch she coated it to keep out winds that blow and protect him from the currents down below. Let him go, Levite woman, let him go. God will keep him safe wherever, don't you know? For he has a plan to save him, and through him those who go with him. Let him go, Levite woman, let him go. Was the hardest thing she'd ever had to do. Her heart was breaking, tearing clean in two. She had given up her boy child, her own dear flesh and blood, to the dangers of the river and the mud. Let him go, Levite woman, let him go. God will keep him safe wherever, don't you know? For he has a plan to save him, and through him those who go with him. Let him go, Levite woman, let him go. Pharaoh ruled that little Hebrew boys must die. So she hid him in the reeds that stood up high. And perhaps because she couldn't bear her grieving anymore, her daughter kept a lookout on the shore. Let him go, Levite woman, let him go. God will keep him safe wherever, don't you know? Save him, and through him those who go with him. Let him go, Levite woman, let him go. He'd be safe from Pharaoh's soldiers after all.
A mother's love is strong and constant and intensely protective. There was once a mother owl who was flying towards her nest when she met an eagle. She stopped to ask him a question. "You've just flown from the direction of my nest. You won't have eaten any of my chicks by any chance, would you?" asked the mother owl. "What do they look like?" inquired the eagle. "Oh, they're so beautiful," she said. "They're cute and lovable and fluffy." "No, can't say I've seen these ones, but I did eat 6 really ugly, scrawny ones back there." Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so they say. A mother never really stops worrying about her children. I remember saying goodbye to my own daughter when, at the age of 18, she flew from Manchester Airport to a work experience in India. As the plane took off and disappeared behind the first cloud, I was a helpless wreck, clinging to the railings, sobbing my heart out. Hence the reason for the next piece of music. I wrote this song as a mother's blessing for her children as they begin to make their own way in the world, rather like the Levite woman placing her baby Moses into the hands of God. Let's hold before God this morning not only our own children, but anyone else we may be concerned about at this time.
Your blessing be upon them, be their shepherd, be their guide. Let your shining greatness lead them to the comfort of your side. By the water still and crystal waters, let their bodies be made whole. As you lead them to green pastures, be refreshment to their souls. I offer them to you. I offer them. Of holiness in the valley of the shadows, remove their fearfulness. Though evil dances round them and death opens ugly jaws, raise your rod and staff to comfort them and make them feel secure. I offer them to like a torrent overflow. May your graciousness and mercy follow them wherever they go. I offer them to you. I offer them. I offer them to you.
The closest the Bible comes to this next song can be found in a book called Proverbs 31, verse 10 to 31, and it's all about the fine qualities of motherhood. Why not read it sometime? But this song is for all mothers listening in today, a song by Dolly Parton called She's an Eagle When She Flies.
She's been there, God knows she's been there. She has seen and done it all. She's a woman, she knows how to dish it out or take it all. Her heart's as soft as feathers, still she weathers stormy skies. And she's a sparrow when she, but she's an eagle when she flies. A kaleidoscope of colors, you can toss her round and round. You can keep her in your vision, but you'll never keep her down. She's a lover, she's a mother, she's a friend, and she's a wife, and she's a sparrow when she's broken, but she's an eagle when she flies. Gentle as She's a sparrow when she's broken, but she's an eagle when she flies. She's a sparrow when she's broken, but she's an eagle when she flies. Oh, bless her, Lord. She's an eagle when she flies.
My sister was out walking one day with her son, who was very little at the time, and he suddenly said, "I don't want to go to heaven." "Why ever not?" she replied. "Well," he said, "we always say Our Father in heaven, but if there are no mummies there, I'm not going." Does God have motherly qualities, I wonder, that might one day draw us heavenwards like a magnet? Her story made me think of that time when Jesus cried over the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those that sent you, how often have I longed to gather your children together as a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing." Jesus here displays the maternal instincts. Let me tell you a true story from India about an old woman who once lived in Tamil Nadu, the same place my own daughter went to, which is how this story caught my eye. As soon as this elderly lady became a widow, her sons and daughters-in-law gradually stole her wealth and began to treat her severely, just like a servant. When she eventually became ill, they called her a nuisance, and in the night, when her pain was great and she began to moan too loudly, her two sons bundled her into an ox cart on a night of heavy rain, and they travelled to the local rubbish heap, and when no one was around, they tipped her out onto it, where she hit her head on a small rock. The sons hurried back home. Some policemen had heard her cries, came to her aid, and upon learning her whole story, demanded to know where her two sons lived with their wives so they could be punished. And this was her reply. "No, no, no, please don't punish my sons. They love me a lot. I don't find any fault with them. They must have had strong reason to throw me in the dumpyard. They are poor, and I, as an old lady with so many health problems, am a burden on their shoestring budget. How can they feed me and pay for my medical bills? And what will they eat if they spend all their hard-earned money on my medicines? If not today, I will die soon. So what is wrong if they threw me out a few days in advance? Please don't blame my sons and don't punish them. I beg you for all that. They are my beloved sons, and wherever they are, they should live happily with their children. May God bless their..." At these words, she died. This story about the gracious love and forgiveness of this lady is known in India as the Great Mother Story. She has much to teach us about mercy as she pleads for her ungrateful family. After this next song, we'll be listening to a reading from John's Gospel, which is the exact opposite of that story you've just heard. Our song is "The Light of the World," sung by Kathy Burton.
The light of the world made history begin, spoke time into being, caused planets to spin, flung galaxies wide through infinite space to sing of his splendor and fathomless grace. Shone as a man and walked through the valleys he'd carved with his hands, a servant to those he breathed into life. He felt our injustice and shared in our strife. Come, come, daughters and sons, look to the light of the world. Sing, sing praises to him. Simply believe you will receive justice for all. answer and rescue the lost. Come, come, daughters and sons, look to the light of the world. Sing, sing praises to Him. Simply believe you will receive mercy and love without measure.
Is that reading from John 19, verses 25-27. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Jesus is in torment, suffering excruciating pain, but he sees to it that his grieving mother is taken into the care of his beloved disciple John. It is now Jesus' turn to guard and protect his mother, time to demonstrate his love for her. You know, we've so much to be grateful to our parents for, to those who've nurtured us, provided for us, protected us, and laboured for us and loved us. And so we give thanks today for them and all the memories we treasure today. Sadly, some of us may not have had such a close relationship with our own parents for some reason. If so, then I and the others listening in are thinking of you right now, and we pray that you'll be able to find it in your heart to move gently forward and forgive those who've hurt you. May you come to know a deep peace in place of any bitterness and regret, and may there be someone that you can make life special for instead. It's also worth mentioning that not all children face up to their responsibilities to honour and care for parents in later life when they become deprived of strength and power. Today we pray for all those who feel neglected, lonely, and unloved. For all who feel that way today, may I offer you a quote from the Bible, where God says these words to a leader called Joshua, who is anxious about what now lies ahead of him and his people. "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." On this special Mothering Sunday, I want to leave you with a beautiful song which comes to mind having heard our gospel reading today. It's called "Mary, Did You Know?", sung here by Pentatonix. Bye for now.
Sons and daughters, did you know your baby boy has come to make you new. This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know?
Mary, did you know that your baby